The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Daniel Cal from my production team went out flying drones, and I believe you have a video going up on Facebook of this.
Yeah, so there's it wasn't the most successful mission, but me and a couple of lads from the office flew the three drones out in Phoenix Park yesterday. And it's quite a funny
video. What do you mean it wasn't the most successful mission? Did you scare the deer?
It turns out you need to read the instructions before you
read the instructions before you do anything, Daniel.
Yeah, so like we did it. First of all, we ended up out there and we realised we hadn't downloaded the app, then we couldn't get reception, etc, etc. We didn't know how to fly the drones. So yeah, that would be my number one tip, is to learn how to fly the drone first.
Okay, but why were you interested in flying drones? What sort of fun did you expect to get out of that?
So I've never actually flown drones, and they're kind of, I suppose they're around a couple of years now, and so that we had a kind of three drones, and they were kind of in varying prices and kind of quality. So I wanted to see what's the difference between a really expensive one and, you know, your bog standard one. So the first one we did was the Sky Viper stunt drone, and that's in Smith's. So it's about 50 quid.
That's more for a child than an adult, though.
I would say it's almost bordering on a toy. So that's, you know, it's kind of very plasticky. It flies for about 10 minutes. It does take nearly an hour.
Not very sturdy,
but it's still fun. But by the time you mastered how to actually use it, the 10 minutes are up and you have to charge the thing again. But I mean,
and it takes 50 minutes to charge it up then.
Yeah, and I still managed to fly it into a tree. So, but at 50 quid, you wouldn't be that upset if you actually lost it.
Okay. Well, it depends on how easy come, easy go your 50 euros are. Tell us about the Parrot Swing Drone Glider, which now, this you got one, from Parry's PC World.
I really like this one, actually. And this is 140 euros. And for Star Wars fans, it looks like the X-Wing fighter jets in the movies. So it's a kind of a styrofoamy X shape with a small little motor in the middle. Now this one you can actually, I used it around the office there last week. I mean, everyone else wasn't as comfortable as I was with it flying around, but it is, you can either take vertical landing or horizontal, and it takes pictures and all that jazz. Now that only has 9 minutes of actual
battery life.
So, but it is a lot of fun. That one was probably my top pick.
Okay, the most expensive one you had is the Parrot Disco FPV drone with controller, which is retailing at €579, which is about half the price it used to be.
Yes, so it's on special at the moment. So it used to be £1,249. Which I just bonkers money for anything. But this is, as you can see, it kind of looks like a sort of NASA spaceship type thing. It's probably about a meter and a bit in width. It's a proper drone. And if you're into your photography and drones and all that stuff, this is probably the one for you. It has this VR headset, which you can actually, well, not VR, sorry, it's like a camera feedback to you. So you can actually, the drone will feedback the camera, and you can see what the drone is seeing.
If you're into filming, you can do some fantastic stuff. We did, when we were making the Trump versus Ireland documentary earlier this year, we used a drone, attached the camera to it, and sent it up over Trump's Doombeg golf course and the hotel. And we got fantastic footage going through it. I mean, you can get brilliant.
This is a HD, like a 1080 HD camera. Like, now the only thing, we again, as I said, not to read the instructions, this we could figure out how to work the camera on the ground, and then we wouldn't be able to use the controller, or else we could do the controller, not the camera. So we couldn't. When did it actually take off? It can reach speeds of up to 80k.
And is all that captured in the video
that
you've done? Because one
listener
says they've just seen the video and they advise everyone to watch it for the laughs. What idiots you are doing it.
And I would totally admit that I was an idiot, because if you look at that video, you will see me pick up the instruction manual as the drone becomes a dot in Phoenix Park, and me
trying to work out how to get it back.
Because this has to go back, and I was freaking out. So I imagine if you had bought that with your own money, you'd probably be sickened to watch it fly away.
I should be asking you this off air, but did you have the license to fly it?
No, and that's the thing I found out after, that you actually need a license to fly this. And there's loads.
If you'd asked me beforehand, I'd have told you that.
I know, but then we wouldn't be able to do it. It wouldn't be fun. But there's loads of actual nuances to that, because of the camera. You can't fly over prison. You can't fly in town. You can't fly over 120 metres.
And there's also restrictions in relation to the weight of it, whether you need the license or not.
Yes, so if it's over 1 kg, so this is just under 1 kg, you don't need to register it with the Aviation Authority. But honestly, if you watch the video, the speed that it took off and became a dot was terrifying. And eventually, once I read the manual and it was out of sight, it did come back. It started to circle back.
Like itself. A boomerang.
Like a very expensive boomerang.
Daniel Kyle, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.